for another edition of What's on Your Mind. Folks, how are you? I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Just days away from walking down the aisle.
I said it was going to snow on my wedding day. I wasn't too far off.
All your fault.
And now I get a text that's snowing in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I was in Watford City yesterday, and a lot of snow out there, and Bismarck today, we have this, it's stopped for the moment, but woke up to this slop, these big giant flakes, what do you call that, kind of a wet snow, I guess, wasn't it? Anyway, enough already.
Don't we have a one word for that?
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, is there such a thing as a dry snow? It's all wet, Scott.
That's true, but...
some's frozen and some kind of half.
I don't know. I know what you mean.
And yeah, you're right. It's April 29th, for crying out loud.
Exactly. What's going on here? Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And I have a couple of questions for farmers and ranchers out there. So you can school the city boy up today. Telephone number is back to normal. How about that? 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number. Full hour to chat on the phones in this first hour. Next hour, we're going to chat with Governor Dalrymple. We're going to talk with the National Weather Service about Severe Weather Awareness Week. That's right. There's some changes on when you'll hear those tornado sirens, which I think is actually a good idea because otherwise you sort of have that, yeah, whatever. Last five times I've heard the siren, nothing's happened, so folks start ignoring it a little bit. So anyway, we're going to...
You should never ignore a siren.
No, that's true. And what else?
Unless it's in like a dance club or something, then maybe...
Well, I know, but I mean, it's human nature if you over and over and over hear the sirens and nothing comes of it, then you're going to start saying, well, it's, you know what I mean? So I do think there's some tweaks necessary, and we'll find out what they're going to do with that. Also, Kat Perkins will be here, the Scranton, North Dakota native, that has the potential to roll on into another round of the finals on The Voice. She'll be here. Last night did the Fleetwood Mac's Landslide. By the way,
Fleetwood Mac's Landslide, not the Dixie Chicks Landslide. Yeah.
I saw a mini landslide last night on 85, as a matter of fact.
Hmm.
Did you know we had mudslides in North Dakota right there? About
did not.
Yeah, it was a McKenzie County sheriff blocking a part of the. That was an area near the park that had taken up part of the passing lane from a whole bunch of mud and snow and sleet and, you know.
Blech.
Yeah, a lot of that from all the rain out there yesterday.
Nice.
So our own little landslide. Okay, before I give you the telephone numbers one more time and talk about a couple of topics that are on my mind and welcome yours, let me thank our sponsor today, the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is a very important industry in North Dakota. I don't have to tell you that, do I? And you know what? North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. The folks at the Farm Bureau are the ones that are out there dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. And they're more than just about being for farming and ranching. 27,000 members across the state, folks just like you, concerned about issues that matter. Schools, the roads, the safety, economic progress. And the folks at the Farm Bureau provide a strong voice on those issues that matter to every North Dakota citizen. They also provide their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. And we're all in this together. North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there, make sure the economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org, ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Okay, so here's my question. A lot of us were concerned about the early freeze last year that made it more difficult for all of that snow that we had in some places to soak in. Well, I think we've caught up. Now we've got flood warnings in the east. We got snow late into April mixed with rain. So I'm curious, farmers and ranchers, if it's now getting to the point where okay enough already on the moisture, we're getting behind on getting into the field. So is it a good thing? Give me your update on where you're sitting with the moisture. So hopefully we can, to the extent some areas were getting a little dry at the wrong time last year, I would think that this is a good thing, but we're getting a little late here too. So I want to know about that. Also, story we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday that was in the national news, and that is The focus North Dakota gets on the energy boom is well known. We're known as obviously an ag state. A lot of things that we're in the news for. But lately, a lot of attention on unmanned aerial vehicles and what are called UASs. Some people call them drones as well. New study, according to the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International, suggests that 100,000 jobs and more than $80 billion in economic growth can happen over the next 10 years because of this industry. And North Dakota's on the cutting edge. Here's a quote from one of the national folks. North Dakota made a conscious decision several years ago. They wanted to focus on this. North Dakota is one of the leaders and a model that we point to. And, of course, recently the FAA said, North Dakota, you're first. You get this test site. So there's a lot of things happening going on right now. And, by the way, some states are like Texas, for instance, passed some anti-drone legislation saying, stay out. We don't want them. So that, again, provides for some more opportunities. Now, a lot of this focus in North Dakota can go on agriculture. NDSU State University Research Extension Center has a number of things in the works, like the X4ES that'll fly over their Carrington Research Extension Center soon. And the mission scheduled for this summer over the game preserve near Devil's Lake. The Extension Service saying, hey, we're looking at how drones can be used to improve seed applications, fertilizer and pesticide, reducing costs, improving crop performance. There's crop spraying applications. So there's a lot of positives on the ag side. So my question, again, for our ag community, what do you make of this? Fast becoming a hub for these things. The ag world is a big beneficiary. Are you glad this research is happening in North Dakota? Seems to me to be a good thing. Also, another story in the news, North Dakota Public Service Commission. Heard from some ag groups that, hey, we'd like legal action. PSC, you have the ability to take on the railroads. Rail service is not good for the ag community right now. Let's take some legal action. They are pondering, the details of that at the North Dakota Public Service Commission, whether they can and how they do it and whether to do it. What do you want them to do? So I'm full of questions today for folks in the ag world on everything from whether or not we've got enough moisture and things are getting slow here into the field this late into April to whether or not you're fired up about these UASs. There's a lot of privacy questions on the drones and, how law enforcement will use them, a lot of lines there. All those debates ought to happen, and we ought to all know where the lines are. I mean, I'm not for the creepy drones, floating around, taking a look wherever. But I am excited about all the possibilities, the technology, and what that could mean. Set that aside from the debates over, where the lines ought to be drawn, because they ought to. But I don't think because we agree there ought to be a debate on how these things are used in any, law enforcement way or on privacy or anything else. From, hey, I would think everybody'd say, hey, if we can figure out a way to have these improve our application of pesticides, if they can help us improve yields, who's not for that? I got to think this is a good thing.
In the agricultural world, it's going to be extremely useful. What I'm curious about is what's going to happen with Amazon if they get their thing really going and deliver packages like crazy, drones. Are they going to start banging into each other? What's going to happen? We're going to start looking like the Jetsons if we're not careful.
Well, that's one of the...
But I tell you what, for like crop spraying and stuff, absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons that this this FAA project is so good, because the one of the reasons the FAA is doing this is to just figure all that out. How do you integrate these things with commercial airspace and general aviation and what's going on? So we're at the leading edge of that as well. So that's all got to happen long before an Amazon gets the green light to go down that route. And figure all that out. In the meantime, we got a lot of open space here, so I'm jumping up and down excited about this. What's not to like about $80 billion in economic growth and 100,000 jobs over the next 10 years and us being on the leading edge of this?
Sounds good.
But if I'm excited for any industry over another, it is agriculture because of, you know, the additional tools we can add to precision agriculture from this happening right here. So,
sure.
Am I all wet or are you in agreement? That's not a bad idea. I could be all wet today because there's a lot of wet out there. But
that's just saying. How much time have you spent playing in the snow this morning?
That's what's on my mind, and now I get to ask what's on yours. 800-228-0550 is how you answer. 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and some folks already weighing in on our Facebook page, and this as well. What's on your mind? Your calls for the entire hour before we get to our guest next hour. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Back on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. Enough of my babbling. Let's get to the phones here. Folks are waiting to weigh in, and let's see here. Bob and Bismarck is first. Hello, Bob. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Communism.
I'm sorry. Long story short, I didn't hear what you said. Start over, Bob.
I don't know. Why don't you ever use the word communism?
Why don't I use the word communism? In what context?
Well, okay, in case of Obama, he's been in office for like five, he's been in there for like two terms, and he shoves health care reform, he He's a dictator, and I think what he's doing is communism.
All right, well, that's fine.
Everything down our throat and everything, he's we're a puppet to him. We're scared of our lives because of all the propaganda and all the BS he's pulling in the world. People are feared for our lives because he's shoving everything down our throats. So you do this, you go to jail, or you go to prison. That's why I like to know why you don't use the word communism. To me, that's communism.
Yeah, here's my thought on, specifically related to President Obama, Bob, and, his policies. I think as soon as you start calling people names, you end up with, basically less, it tunes people out. And I don't necessarily mean to the radio show, I just mean in general into a conversation. I'd rather say, I disagree with this policy and here's why and it's wrong. I think there's so much dislike of the policies of this particular president, it's almost a broken record, and we have a bigger problem to fix. Which I see are twofold. One, the people that elected him. So we need to have conversations with folks about why did you support him? Okay, how long is it going to take? How many years before you say those policies didn't work? Obamacare, jobs, the economy, whatever. Second of all, I believe the culture is a huge problem. Huge problem. And that slide started long before him. So, it's my take. But you can call him anything you want, and you can call this program anytime you want. That's the beauty of us asking the question, what's on your mind? Thanks, Bob. Ed Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Great. How are you?
Good, good, thank you. In regards to the drones, my question is, how safe is that going to be up in the air if they do crash together? What kind of insurance policy is the company going to have on those drones where if they crash together in a public area and they cause damage to people or injuries to people or property damage, is there going to be enough money or insurance policy in there to cover, it could be possible at the worst scenario of death? I don't understand, that they're going to have that many drones up in the air to deliver packages. I'm not against, what they're wanting to do. I'm for that for, many reasons. But as far as the safety of it, is it going to be safe for the general public down on the ground?
Yeah, all legitimate questions, and I think that's one of the reasons you have these beta sites, these test sites. The FAA example in Grand Forks, I think, is a prime example of that, to say, hey, how do we share this airspace? So all of those questions have to be answered. But if it's going to happen, the research is being done, wouldn't we want to be the beneficiaries of that? Wouldn't we want it here?
I would think so. Like I said, I'm not against new technology. I think it's wonderful. But, again, they have to make sure that it's safe for the general public because you're going to have hundreds, if not thousands, and who knows how many square miles. And, if they crash into each other and they hurt, playgrounds where there's kids at or where there's activity going on, I'm concerned with the general public down below.
No, I completely agree with you. And that's why North Dakota has this new two-year certificate to start doing the smaller drone test flights. And it's actually the first of six FAA-selected test sites to get such approval. So we're first in North Dakota. Alaska, Nevada, New York, Texas, and Virginia are the other ones that are getting some, research sites. And the whole idea is how do you integrate these things into the civilian airspace, govern all that, all good questions.
Yes, I really appreciate it. Like I said, that's just a question I got out in the air there.
It's a good one. FAA has said that as many as 7,500 small commercial drones could be flying within 5 years of getting widespread access to U.S. skies. But that's after the research that would take place here. Appreciate the call, Ed. Thank you very much. Dave Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, good morning. I really appreciate your program. I'm out here on my way to Williston, and I want to talk a little bit about the drone program. I think there's a lot of good things there. I have a lot of concern about how they're going to be used to invade our privacy. And I think that's part of why we've got what we've got going on. And in the Grand Forks area. I think that's good, but I really have concern about privacy.
So give me an example that would worry you most about how they would be used, erroneously, incorrectly.
Okay. Well, first of all, I believe that, and I'm a total supporter of law and order, but I believe that if they're going to be flying around looking into people's backyards and stuff, I believe there needs to be a court order to do that.
Sure. In other words, rules. I agree with you.
Right.
And I think those debates need to happen to say, okay, when is it okay for law enforcement to use it? And then what's the process for it to happen? Completely agree.
Yeah, even Google Street View, they've encountered plenty of lawsuits when they've gone into private property. So, yeah, but it should stop before it ever gets to that level.
Yeah. Again, though, I think that, the technology's here. So you figure out a way that it's can be used positively. I think agriculture is the big winner. That's my view. So I love that it's happening here. I love that it can how can crop spraying be done better? All these application questions, improve yields, everything else, which I would assume we all agree with and think is a good thing in the way of technology. Meanwhile, since that technology is here, where's the ways they could use that worry us? And let's make sure, A, that there are rules, and B, when those rules are broken, that there's significant punishments. So I'm with you there.
Yep. And another, I can just see this. I'm an avid hunter. I love to hunt. It's been a long time since I've shot anything. I just love to hunt. and I see the game and fish. It's just another way of them. If you're not breaking the law, when I'm out deer hunting, I'm not breaking the law and standing in a stand waiting for a deer to come. I don't want them flying over and seeing what I'm doing.
But yeah, so you're saying that's another worry that you'd have, that they'd be used by game and fish to keep an eye on you.
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. And I don't want people breaking laws. Don't get me. That's not where I'm at. But I am. We open our door every day because I'm talking on a cell phone. So that, the world knows where I'm at. There's a tracking device. They know where I'm at all the time. But.
No, good points, Dave. All good points and the legitimate concerns. Appreciate the call. Judy in Minot, Bob in West Hope, Bob in Grafton. By the way, Governor Dalrymple next hour, the National Weather Service, and Kat Perkins from The Voice all join us. And this hour is all up to you. Your calls, what's on your mind, tell us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
On your mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hanlon. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All call to farmers and ranchers. You got enough precip? Emailer says, never whine about today's precipitation. I've learned, guys, that in North Dakota, you never whine about the precip today because it might be the last you get for 6 months or more. I'm not whining. I'm just trying to understand, where everybody's at. Got enough now? Is it, we good shape? There were a lot of concerns about a little dry last fall, number one. Number two, in summer into fall. Number two, the freeze cap we heard about came pretty early. I got that early precip. So, I've heard stories about not enough of the snow because of the early freeze got into the ground. So just want to know where you're sitting and whether now it's starting to be okay enough already. Let's get in the field here. Let us know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tell us what's on your mind. Judith in Minot, listening on KCJB. You are next. Judith, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have no problem with people, with law enforcement or Game and Fish or anybody else with a responsibility along those lines, using drones for legitimate purposes. I do worry, however, that some idiot could decide to send his ex a bomb.
Hang on a sec, Judy. We're having trouble hearing you. Can you move your phone just a little closer to your mouth so I can hear you?
If I get it any closer, I'll have to swallow it.
Now I can hear you. Keep swallowing. Okay, so you do worry if some idiot what? That's where I lost you.
Okay, I could see some idiot sending his ex a bomb or something. Or if some farmer got torqued at a neighbor dropping a load of poison where it shouldn't be. So...
But
I'm a little nervous about drones, not from the law enforcement angle, but from the idiot angle.
Yeah, but that's, idiots can be idiots with or without drones, right? So,
but it would certainly make it easier.
Yeah, but so do you, because, an idiot could be an idiot, do you not take advantage of the good things, like increases in production yields and reduction of input costs on the ag side, which I see as...
I'm just saying they need to be watched real careful.
We need, like, drone police.
Somebody needs to make sure those drones aren't being used for the wrong things.
Sure. All right. Thanks, Judith. Appreciate that call very much. All right, Bob Grafton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Todd. Listen, I want to connect a couple of very, very important dots here, so I hope I can just get 2 minutes of your time here. Quite a few years ago, there was a movie made called Left Behind with Kirk Cameron. If you watch that movie nowadays, and I would suggest people go out and check that movie out because it's chilling. It was made quite a few years ago, but just about everything that's going on in that movie is happening right now. It starts out opening with basically genetically modified crops over there in Israel. Also forcing and just the drive to force Israel to sign a peace treaty with their enemies. That's in the Bible. The Antichrist is going to broker that deal and then break that deal 3.5 years after it begins and attack Israel. I'm not suggesting John Kerry's the Antichrist. I don't think he has the IQ for it. But and then on top of that, in the movie, there's a character by the name of Dirk Berger, and he's an NSA guy who gives Kirk Cameron, which is Buck Owens, a reporter, he gives him a whole bunch of NSA secrets, classified stuff that turns out to be really bad for the country, and he gives that to this reporter. That reminds me of Edward Snowden. And then, you know, you got Agenda 21 by the United Nations, and then on top of that, you know, the rise and the uptick in the severity and the frequency of the earthquakes and storms that are going on, the war in Damascus. But, you know, you pay attention to the peace treaty talks that are going on with Israel and everything. And you look at that movie, and I'll tell you something. It'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. There are a lot of things going on right now that are biblical. You know, and then not too long ago, we had the Blood Moon. Remember, Scott, I sent you a picture there that my wife took of that Blood Moon that we had. Well, that's in prophecy, too. And it just so happens that I can't remember how long pastor I saw on TV had a show on it. He's got a book on it called The Blood Moons. And there's a Blood Moon here just happened on Passover. There's a one coming here on, I think it's the Feast of Tabernacles. Then there's going to be a solar eclipse that's going to happen in the beginnings of 2015. And then there's another blood moon that happens on Passover and another blood moon that happens on Tabernacles again next year. That has not happened for, I can't remember how long this guy said that it's happened before. And each time that that's happened, something absolutely substantial happened involving the nation of Israel. So you put all these things together, and it's quite chilling, and I'm glad we're having the National Day of Prayer coming up here, because I tell you what, this world and this country specifically needs it. But check out that movie, Left Behind, and when you watch that movie, it will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And mind you, this movie was made quite a few years ago.
By the way, speaking of Israel, a Friday closed-door meeting of the Trilateral Commission, a group of U.S., European, and Japanese officials discussing the situation in Israel, prompted a comment by John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying that a unitary state winds up either being an apartheid state with second-class citizens, or it ends up being a state that destroys the capacity of Israel to be a Jewish state. John Kerry's comments have been widely criticized, and he's come out now saying that he wishes he could rewind the tape because his remarks have been widely condemned. I always get a kick on when somebody gets caught saying something like, back the tape up. First of all, this wasn't public, so some news organization got a hold of the comments and put them out there, and now there's calls for him to resign and apologize.
I hope he does resign, absolutely. And let's not forget also what John Kerry did not too awful long ago when he signed that small arms peace treaty or that small arms treaty with the United Nations. And he didn't just go do that on his own. He could only do that with the approval or the direction of this president and this administration. And what he did, that action of him signing that small arms peace, that small arms treaty there with the United Nations, slaps directly in the face of this nation's sovereignty and the Second Amendment of our Constitution. There are a lot of chilling things that are going on right now. And I would suggest everybody crack open your Bible and read the book of Daniel, read Revelation, read the book of John, and watch that movie Left Behind with Kirk Cameron. He also made a movie Fireproof and some other really good family movies. But you check out that movie Left Behind and the things that are going on in that movie, and try to see if you can pick out in that movie current events that are happening right now, and it will blow your mind.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, Bob. Another Bob waiting here in West Hope. We'll get to you in a moment. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. North Dakota Public Service Commission jumping into the fray about whether it can or should take legal action on behalf of farmers and grain elevators that allege railways are favoring oil transportation. Story about that in Forum newspapers today and Ag Week. And PSC yesterday heard from, among other folks, the North Dakota Grain Growers Association. Dan Wachsland said BNSF railway officials have declined to say whether they're prioritizing shipping to oil cars, which is handled under more privately negotiated contracts, versus agriculture shipping. which is done mostly through common carrier rules. He said BNS told him it's cognizant that we don't slow down oil shipments and noted there have been no reports of oil refineries having to shut down production because of rail car delays. Anyway, should they consider this? Members of the North Dakota Grain Growers, Grain Dealers Association, North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and North Dakota Ag Rail Business Council all testifying before the PSC yesterday. That's one of our questions for you today, in addition to how you're sitting on moisture. Enough already, or this is a good thing. One listener posts on the email, hey, instead of trashing the railroad, incentivize them to buy more engines and lay more rail. Jim Hill, 1883. Graded and laid rail from Minot, North Dakota to Havre, Montana, 550 miles in one construction season. And that was done with horses. All right. Thanks, Paul. Back to the phones. Another Bob waiting. Bob in Westhope, you're up on what's on your mind? Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Last week on Wednesday and Thursday, you had this talking about this guy in the basement shooting, whatever, and protecting your property. There's a lot of people out there that don't even know what AM radio is, and it's bad, because they should be listening to that, and especially the What's On Your Mind show. Now, what I'm getting at is a lot of these youngsters, say from the seventh grade all the way up through high school, they should be home when they have this here show in the evening when you rerun it. The parents, guardians, or whoever should call their friends and stuff that's got kids like that, that they should come home instead of texting and driving around town all night. Why they should listen to this What's On Your Mind show. At least some of these shows like that was on that Wednesday and Thursday, and maybe like what's going on today.
We had the sheriff on yesterday on that topic, just to, you know, make sure, because a lot of listeners, said, hey, you know, I want to know what the rules are. What does the law say? And so the sheriff was on to talk about that. By the way, that case is winding down. They're going to closing arguments. So we'll probably have a verdict maybe by the end of the week. Who knows?
Yeah. But
you're very kind, Bob, to suggest that the value of this program is such that it ought to be used as curriculum, which it can be, I guess, if you homeschool. But
when the kids come home from school, they should stay home from 7 until at least till 9, and not texting or anything. They should listen to the programs that is on like this. Now, the parents or guardians can pick what they should listen to. And the age group, whatever, you know, that would be something that might probably cut this down on a rural world a lot.
All right. Appreciate that call. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks a bunch. That's very kind. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us next hour. He made a decision yesterday on the special session that it is not necessary. He's going to tell us a little bit why that is the case. Spent a lot of time. I like that about Governor Dalrymple.
Are you holding that up because you're going to hit me up for a raise today? Is that the deal?
Well, it's just something else on my mind. But anyway, can I finish?
Absolutely. I'm worried now that I got to come up with a comeback.
No. So anyway, it's dangerous to throw me off track because I could go down any number of rabbit trails. So anyway,
no, I'll save that for future use.
What I was going to say is that there was a lot of hubbub, mostly political hubbub, saying call a special session, call a special session, and the governor sort of calmly said, you know, let me talk to some folks, let's find out if they really think that's the case, and he did that, and he's come back with an answer. We'll talk with him next hour. Also, Greg Gus from the National Weather Service on a severe weather awareness week, some changes on when they sound the alarm, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else on my mind: how much you can make by whipping up potato olays at a Taco John's. Pretty extraordinary in the oil patch. Anyway, when we come back, and what's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best. With that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service, the calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Ryan says the drone issue is more complex than people realize, than the public realizes. There are airspace rules, and as of now, the FAA does not have the rules written for the commercial use of drones. Hopefully, by the end of 2015, the rules will be written. For now, it is illegal to use a drone for commercial use, period, no exceptions. I'm an aerial applicator, and our industry is very concerned about this subject, along with the pipeline patrol, air ambulance, and others. The safe integration of drones into U.S. airspace is an important issue. I agree with Ryan. I just would come back to the fact that if you're going to set up these test sites to explore that, why not take advantage of it here? I mean, the amount of economic development that's happening in Grand Forks. Just saw yesterday another company announced they're coming and locating there. They've got that park that's going up. North Grumman is going to be there. You've got some critical mass with the military component and the FAA component now, and the entrepreneurial side of this with the Center of Innovation up there. So I don't think you just go guns a blazing. You obviously got to do this in a reasonable way, But if the FAA is looking to write the rules, why not have them write them based on good old-fashioned North Dakota common sense, right? I think that kind of makes some sense. What Todd was referring to earlier is something I've had in my hand here for a while. I haven't got a chance to talk about it, but I was in Watford City yesterday.
Because I know we're not paying you that much here.
Picked up a copy of the McKenzie County Farmer, and I am thinking about switching in jobs now. Because I found out I could put potato Olays into a little, serving dish for $20 an hour. $20 an hour!
$20. You can knock that industry all you want. $20 an hour? There are people graduating from college not making that kind of money.
This is a little flyer from Taco John's in Watford City, which is in the McKenzie County Farmer, saying, now hiring, $16 to $20 per hour. Isn't it great to live where we live? Doesn't come without challenges, but you know what? Whether it's drones, whether it's rain, whether it's, wet spring, we just figure things out here.
Exactly.
We'll get them done, and, there's ramifications to this. If you charge, if you pay folks to make potato Olays and you pay them $20 an hour, you gotta charge a little more for your potato Olays, right?
Not necessarily. If you got enough of a line coming through that you're doing enough volume, you may not have to charge incrementally because you're doing the volume. So, yeah.
But they all seem to
be doing the volume up there.
What I'm saying is a Taco John's in Watford City pays one thing, a Taco John's in Devil's Lake is going to pay another, and
what's the volume?
Exactly.
You don't have a 2-hour wait to get into the one in Bismarck.
There you go.
One of the ones in Bismarck.
Anyway, and then there's more choices. These things just all sort out. So I think it's, again, by and large, all good news.
I'm loving it. Yes. Oh, wait, that's a different company, Edson.
Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, when you had Pat Heinert on yesterday, I didn't catch all of it, but did he say if we have a castle doctrine law, but if somebody breaks into your house, you have to feel that your life is threatened before you can shoot them?
No, what he did was read the law, and it was very specific to say, here's where it is. And basically, what I took away from what the sheriff said is that there has to be a finding of you as the castle owner, the homeowner, having your life threatened. And ultimately, a judge is going to decide that or a jury is going to decide that. But that's before you use deadly force. You have to believe that your life is in danger. So he was just reading the actual statute. He wasn't giving any advice one way or the other.
In my opinion, if somebody breaks into your house, your life probably is threatened, because what else are they willing to do after they do that? And if you're in your house and you find somebody in there, what are you going to do? Go ask them, hey, I don't have my gun. You go, what are you doing in here? And then you get in a fight with them and what? Okay, maybe what? They crush your skull and you got brain damage the rest of your life, or you lose an eye, or they kill you and beat you to death because you didn't shoot them first. You wanted to find out if they were going to hurt you. What's the point of having a castle doctrine if you got to do something like that? Then they kill me, and then they're going to kill my wife and kids because they did that. That's asinine law. Who wrote that anyway?
Well, it's just one component of it. I think you're going to, my take is 99% of the time, North Dakota jury, someone breaks in your house meaning to do you harm, and you act in a reasonable way to protect yourself and your family, you're going to be just fine under the laws that are there. I think you pull what this guy in Little Falls pulled, you're probably, going to suffer the consequences. So, I think that's reasonable. I didn't read anything as unreasonable in the law that he read yesterday. But again, the law suggests you're going to have to make that case. It's not just going to be, okay, yeah, you're fine. Somebody broke in, you shot them dead. Okay, go home. There's an investigation and the facts are going to have to, match the rhetoric. So appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks. Want to give a shout out to our friends at High Plains Apache, the Apache Sprayer headquarters in North Dakota, now with an all new ETA center. What's that mean? Basically, they have 50,000 parts on hand. You need a part for not only an Apache sprayer, but any sprayer, they've got it. And they have a dedicated sales and service team. Sprayers is their deal, and they've got it all. From the application expertise, the customer service to get you what you need. If they don't have the part, by the way, one of those 50,000 parts isn't the one you need, direct ship right to your door within days. You got it. From High Plains Apache. Stop and see him on East Side Court Southeast, right across from the Bonanza, across Maine there in Mandan. or call them at 663-2375. They're in Fargo, too. And the world's largest source of ag application parts now at High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, Mandan, Fargo. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now. And enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.